My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Stand up and be counted, don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger.
March Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam Gregg on this Sunday morning. That familiar music means we are ready to talk to Karen Pestana, Tennis Panorama, who is joining us ready to talk Wimbledon. And hopefully this rain. Well, let's back up a little bit here because when we finished talking to Karen last week, and by the way, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we hope we didn't wake up, you know, your other half when we called. Because we called the house line, and I made sure Noel was on the phone. So if he picked up, he heard a woman's voice. But I want we left last week's conversation talking about or speculating on who we believed would not be here when we talked to you last. I think you and I were both right. You said Andy Murray. I said Naomi Osaka. We're not happy about that, but when you look at this tournament so far and these guys being out and the way the play has been going, what's your assessment so far?
Well, first off, with all this, it's a good thing that Wimbledon has a couple of roofs because all this rain this week has really kind of messed up the schedule, although it looks like they're all caught up by now. But all of these five-set matches, they have equaled the record for most five-set matches at Wimbledon or at a major since the Open era began. I think it's up to 33. Long five-set matches. So, I mean, that's fun for the fans, but, you know, for the players, a lot of these matches have been carried over or have messed with the schedule because of the rain. But it's fun. Fans love five-set matches. Yeah, I mean, it's such drama when you get to the fifth set.
You say that, though. Ironically, you do that in a year when John Isner goes to work for ESPN, right? Right.
But at least they have that tiebreak. All the majors have all that tiebreak in the last set. You know, the 10-point tiebreak, get to 10 by 2-point advantage if you get to 6-all in the fifth set or the third set, you know, pertaining to women. God forbid that we go back to what we had before in that 70-68.
Wow. Right, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com outline this morning, talking Wimbledon with Karen Pestana. She is social. You can always find everything she has for you. Great information all the time at Tennis News TPN. At Tennis News TPN. Very proud of our home folk here in Atlanta. And we're going to see them on display again today. Ben Shelton yesterday playing with his father there. And I had a chance to know his dad really well when he was coaching Georgia Tech here as a young man that's close up. He's is what, to me, what American tennis has been wanting to see a male athlete. This is a guy that could have played any sport he wanted to. Matter of fact, he played football growing up. I don't know how many guys on the Pro Tour can say they played American football.
Not many.
Right, but he did, and he chose tennis. Talk about the importance of that, Karen. And here he is on the big stage. He's got a tough test today, but talk about having someone who comes from that kind of background.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah, and the thing is, growing up, from what I know, his father, Bryant, who was a player, didn't necessarily talk about tennis every single day and talk about his exploits or whatever. He let his son choose what he wanted to do, and he sought out tennis. I really do think that having players like Shelton and Tommy Paul and the like will expose men and women in the U.S. to wanting to play the sport. I mean, it's sad to say, even though we had Serena and Venus doing so much, it seems that when there's like what we call an alpha male in the U.S. playing tennis and at the top of the game is when people seem to pay it more attention. That's a sad thing to say, but sadly, that's what seems to happen. But I think, and you know, Ben enjoys being out there. You can see that. I mean, he's played every day this week because of the rain delays and extensions of 5-set matches. So, you know, I hope he can. He knows what he's up against, being against the number one player. So this will be a real big test.
Karen Pistana joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, we're going to give you the opportunity to put a bow on Andy Murray's career.
Well, okay, the bow. Well, for one thing, he's the only man to win two gold medals in the Olympic Games in singles, back-to-back. It's just that for him, he won three majors, but he was in the finals of so many others. It's just the thing is, if he had been playing in a different era, he would have had more majors. He played, I mean, he essentially the number four of the big four. I mean, Federer, Nadal, Djokovic. Talk about an inopportune time to be playing so well when you've got three of the greatest players ever playing at the same time.
He's Jose Carreras.
He was hit with injuries. He did, yeah. Toward the end, hit with injuries, and that's a shame. Yeah. But he finally won. Wimbledon for Great Britain in 2012, and that had been the first time since 77 years that a British man had won the Wimbledon. So the Brits are happy about that.
I was just going to say he ain't got to pay for another meal.
No,
he ain't
got
to worry about nothing in that thing. I was saying that this guy, oh jeez, he's like the you use the he's the fourth of the top four. He's like the third. He's like the third tenor. You know, Jose Carreras, the guy everybody forgets about. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, listen, I'm not happy about my pick and as far as Naomi not being there, but where is she at right now with her career and her comeback?
Well, you know, I mean, she's just starting, and let me make this clear, grass is not her favorite surface. The quote-unquote natural surfaces, grass and clay, are not her favorites. So she's getting back on the hard court. She got the U.S. Open Series and, of course, the U.S. Open. I'm sure that she will do better on hard court. But, you know, she had a baby a year ago. She's just back on the tour this year. You know, give it time. But you can still see the glimpses of brilliance in her play, even though she's not all there yet. And I would say, look at the hard court season and see how well she does.
Coming up today, we got Coco Gauff, and the number one seed on the women's side is out.
Yep.
Not saying it's hers to lose. She's got a tough opponent. Anna Navarro has been one of the hot players on the tour this year. But talk about Coco Gauff and what is out there for her this next week.
Well, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, this tournament really is hers to lose. I mean, the thing is, too, everyone thinks that Iga was, the number one. Oh, she's the number one seed, yes, but grass is not her surface necessarily, as evidenced by yesterday with a lot of errors and whatnot. But against Emma Navarro, yes, Emma Navarro is doing really well this year, jumping up to 19 in the world. Coco beat her in Auckland earlier in the year in straight sets. It'll be competitive. It's not going to be some kind of blowout either way. But I do think that Coco's going to get through this one. But as I said, Coco has to keep a level head and play right and do the things she's supposed to do to make her way to the Wimbledon final. She definitely, it's hers to lose at this point.
Hey, Sam, I can tell you, I heard from Karen this week.
Did you?
Like during the week, I heard from her.
Okay.
She saw the trailer. She saw the red one trailer. And she sent me something, wow. That was enough for me. I got a wow from Karen. But anyway, I'm telling everybody, go watch the red one trailer. That's the Rock's new movie that yours truly happens to be in unless I get cut out of it. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Karen, I want to bring you in on a conversation. We'll get back to Wimbledon, but I really want to get your thoughts before we leave here. Yesterday, in my mini openings during the show where I talk about insignificant information, things that happened on that particular day, we noted that yesterday was the anniversary of Martina winning her 20th Wimbledon title. That singles and doubles, mixed doubles, all of that thrown into a blender. She got 20 yesterday. But today is the anniversary of her ninth and finals singles title.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the story. The story was who she was playing, because we were just, before the show, we were just talking about players and kind of going back, and we were talking about that time between Arthur Ashe, talking about players of color, between Arthur Ashe and when Serena, she's got the documentary that's coming out, and the name that just stays with me, and I wonder why there hasn't been a 30 for 30 or somebody doing a deep dive into her career, was Zena Garrison.
Yes.
And it was Martina who beat Zena for her last Wimbledon singles, and Sam and I, while we were talking about this, we were trying to figure who the people were that Zena went through, because there were some top players, and speculated, was Steffi one of them that she went through to get to that finals?
I think she was.
I'm looking at it. Yep, she went
through. I'd have to go research the draw from that.
I'm looking at it right here, Karen. To get there, she went through Monica Seles and Steffi Graf to get to the finals. And
wow,
whoever, and who was
both.
It?
Wow.
She had to beat both of them to get to Martina, and they had to go, and I forget who it was, Reebok or whoever, that took her some clothing to wear the night before the championship, because she didn't have a clothing deal.
Yeah. It's
just unbelievable. But what, your thoughts on her, though, when you think about that and the fact that, Venus Williams decides to turn pro and gets this ridiculous deal from Reebok. just timing, just the way times change.
That's it.
It's timing and marketing in a way, because even though, I think about way back when with Venus being so young and coming onto the tour. I mean, that's one thing. They really kind of, in a way, marketed themselves, especially their father being as outrageous as he could be sometimes. And it brought attention to them. And, Zena didn't have that kind of backing, so to speak, and she wasn't, outrageous or anything like that. I think a lot of people with some showmanship sometimes bring attention to themselves. But, Zena's not about that. And it's a shame that she didn't get the backing that she should have. Well, later on, she is, at one point was the, what we now call the Billie Jean King Cup captain for the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But in recent years, I have not heard all that much with what's going on with her.
Yeah. I know at the Olympics in Seoul, she got a bronze medal in singles, got a gold medal in doubles. So the things that she did, the accomplishments were many. It was just a different time. It truly was.
So I thought about my Xena thing here because I want to get one more crack on what's going on. Because we're not going to talk to Karen again, and I just want to throw that in there before we left. But
well,
your wrap-up
about
with the men and the women that we got.
About to play. Madison Keys is about to play. Thoughts about what she's doing and the matchup she's got.
Oh, yes. Through. Madison Keys is about to play Jasmine Paolini. Jasmine, yes, is 7 in the world and everything, but this is the first that Jasmine Paolini has actually won matches on a grass court. These are her first few match wins ever in her career on Wimbledon's courts.
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
And Madison, grass suits her game very well. I mean, she hits hard and can be aggressive with her ground strokes. I definitely give the edge to Madison Keys because she's got way more experience with the winning on grass than Jasmine does. So even though on paper Keys, it looks like it would be an upset to beat Paolini, it's really not, because she has way more experience playing on the grass than Jasmine does.
All right. Well, who's gonna be hoisting the plate on the men's side? Oh, wait, they don't get the plate, do they?
On the men's side? You know, everyone has looking at Sinner and whatnot. I just have a feeling that Carlos Alcaraz is going to defend
his
title.
There you go. There you go.
Wow. Okay.
That's what she's supposed to say.
Yeah. Look at that. You know, I'm just happy to see some American men playing after the first week, playing into the second week.
Oh, yeah, this is true. I mean, but, you know, American men usually play hard, you know, aggressive kinds of games and with their ground strokes, and usually a big serving, which is beneficial on the grass. So, you know, they should be doing decently on this surface.
All right, Karen. Listen, we will be talking. Now, she's supposed to be coming to town here. This event's coming up.
Hopefully, we'll get.
If she's here, we maybe bring her on the air with us. She can do a little thing live.
Well, I don't know if she's going to be in town in time to do that, but we're going to go and hang out.
All right, well, we're going to talk
She'll
to you
be
about
here,
that.
And Ben Shelton's going to be here, so it'll be fantastic.
Karen, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you as always, and look forward to talking to you soon.
You too. See you guys in a couple of weeks.
There you go. Karen,
right,
staying at Tennis Panorama.
Madison Keys is about to play Jasmine Paolini. Jasmine, yes, is 7 in the world and everything, but this is the first that Jasmine Paolini has actually won matches on a grass court. These are her first few match wins ever in her career on Wimbledon's courts.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
And Madison, grass suits her game very well. I mean, she hits hard and can be aggressive with her ground strokes. I definitely give the edge to Madison Keys because she's got way more experience with the winning on grass than Jasmine does. So even though on paper Keys, it looks like it would be an upset to beat Paolini, it's really not, because she has way more experience playing on the grass than Jasmine does.
All right. Well, who's gonna be hoisting the plate on the men's side? Oh, wait, they don't get the plate, do they?
On the men's side? You know, everyone has looking at Sinner and whatnot. I just have a feeling that Carlos Alcaraz is going to defend
his
title.
There you go.
Wow. Okay.
That's what she's supposed to say.
Yeah. Look at that. You know, I'm just happy to see some American men playing after the first week, playing into the second week.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, but, you know, American men usually play hard, you know, aggressive kinds of games and with their ground strokes, and usually a big serving, which is beneficial on the grass. So, you know, they should be doing decently on this surface.
All right, Karen. Listen, we will be talking. Now, she's supposed to be coming to town here. This event's coming up. If she's here, we maybe bring her on the air with us. She can do a little thing live.
Well, I don't know if she's going to be in town in time to do that, but we're going to go and hang out.
All right, well, we're going to talk
She'll be here, and Ben Shelton's going to be here, so it'll be fantastic.
Karen, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you as always, and look forward to talking to you soon.
You too. See you guys in a couple of weeks.
There you go. Karen,
all right,
for staying at Tennis Panorama.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.